It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review 72 Hours, the new Kevin Hart Netflix hit that feels like an explosion at the party movie cliche factory. And that's too bad because I did like the young actors consisting of Mason Gooding and Saturday Night Live stars Ben Marshall, Marcelo Hernandez, and Cam Patterson. Hart plays a 40-year-old chief creative officer who was accidentally added to a group text by the four party animals who are having their bachelor party in Miami. Seeing this as an opportunity to make his work a piece to Gen Z, he agrees to finance their trip and tags along. As an excuse to make the party movie seem like something out of The Hangover, the house they're renting belongs to a gangster whose henchman targets Hart after he borrows his attire, and reminding us a bit of how Beavis turns into the Great Cornholio when he eats too much sugar and pills, Hart is forced to snort cocaine and he creates an alter ego, a Hispanic drug lord named Ricardo Montana. 72 Hours, directed by Hart's collaborator Tim Story, has the young actors with plenty of X Factor to appease in better comedies, and there's a whale sperm joke that works much better than how Hart sucked out turtle snot in Meat Time. But the movie relies on too many tropes of the raunchy genre. There's puking, mean characters, misunderstandings, and mammals involved. There are better ideas this comedy should have brought in on. It just takes us to familiar territory, and you're glad this lasts for 108 minutes and not 72 hours. So skip it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.